Week 1, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Sing to the Lord, tell all his wonderful works. Psalm 104. Give thanks to the Lord, tell his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. O sing to him, sing his praise, tell all his wonderful works, be proud of his holy name, let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Consider the Lord and his strength, constantly seek his face, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he spoke. O children of Abraham his servant, O sons of Jacob he chose, he, the Lord, is our God, his judgments prevail in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, his promise for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it for Jacob as a law, for Israel as a covenant forever. He said, I am giving you a land, Canaan, your appointed heritage. When they were a few in number, a handful of strangers in the land, when they wandered from country to country, from one kingdom and nation to another, he allowed no one to oppress them. He admonished kings on their account, do not touch those I have anointed, do no harm to any of my prophets. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Sing to the Lord, tell all his wonderful works. The Lord did not forget the just man who was sold as a slave. He released him from the power of sinful men. Psalm 104 continued. But he called down a famine on the land. He broke the staff that supported them. He had sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. His feet were put in chains, his neck was bound with iron, until what he said came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Then the king sent and released him, the ruler of the people set him free, making him master of his house and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and to teach his elders wisdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord did not forget the just man who was sold as a slave. He released him from the power of sinful men. The Lord remembered his holy word, and he brought out his people with joy. Psalm 104 continued. So Israel came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the country of Ham. He gave his people increase. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people and to deal deceitfully with his servants. Then he sent Moses his servant and Aaron the man he had chosen. Through them he showed his marvels and his wonders in the country of Ham. He sent darkness, and dark was made, but Egypt resisted his words. He turned the waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their lands were alive with flogs, even in the halls of their kings. He spoke, the dogfly came, and gnats covered the land. He sent hailstones in place of the rain, and flashing fire in their land. He struck their vines and fig trees, he shattered the trees through their land. He spoke, the locusts came, young locusts too many to be counted. They ate up every blade in the land, they ate up every blade in the land, they ate up all the fruit of their fields. He struck all the firstborn in their land, the finest flower of their sons. He led out Israel with silver and gold. In his tribes were none who fell behind. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for dread had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud as a screen, and fire to give light in the darkness. When they asked for food, he sent quails. He filled them with bread from heaven. He pierced the rock to give them water. It gushed forth in the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy word, which he gave to Abraham his servant. So he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing. And he gave them the land of the nations. They took the fruit of other men's toil, that thus they might keep his precepts, and thus they might observe his laws. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord remembered his holy word, and he brought out his people with joy. The Lord makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 21. Thus the Lord said to me, Go, set a watchman, let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on asses, riders on camels, let him listen diligently, very diligently. Then he who saw cried, Upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed whole nights. And behold, here come riders, horsemen in pairs. And he answered, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the images of her gods he has shattered to the ground. On my threshed and winnowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I announce to you. The oracle concerning Duma. One is calling to me from Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman says, Morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Come back again. Responsory from Revelations 18. The angel cried aloud, Babylon, great Babylon, is fallen, and now I have heard another voice from heaven say, Come out of her, my people, that you may not be involved in her guilt. Her guilt mounts up to the heaven. The Lord has kept her sins in remembrance. Come out of her, my people, that you may not be involved in her guilt. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Advantage of Patience. The command of our Lord and Master, which will save us, is, "He who endures to the end will be saved." And again, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." The hope of truth and freedom is already ours, dearly beloved, but if we are to attain truth and freedom in reality, we must endure and persevere. The very fact that we are Christians is the substance of faith and hope, but in order that faith and hope may attain their full fruit, there is need of patience. We are pursuing a future, not a present glory, in accordance with the admonition of Paul the Apostle, "It is in hope that we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it in patience." Waiting and patience are necessary if we are to fulfil what we have begun to be, and to receive, through God's unfailing help, what we hope for and believe. In another passage from the same apostle, "Those who are holy, who work up laying up treasure for themselves in heaven, by increasing the capital that God has given them, are instructed to be patient as well." So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith, and let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. He urges us that no one give up his work through impatience, that no one stop halfway on the road to praise and glory, being turned aside or overcome by temptations, so that past achievement perishes, while what is begun is not brought to completion. The apostle, finally, when he would speak of charity, joined to it endurance and patience. "Love," he says, "is large-souled. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It thinks no evil, loves all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." He shows that it can tenaciously persevere for the very reason that it knows how to endure all things. And in another passage, "Forbearing one another," he says, "in love, using every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." He proved that neither unity nor peace could be kept unless the brethren treat one another with mutual forbearance and preserve the bond of concord through patience. Responsory from Habakkuk 2. "He will come in the end, he will not deceive. Wait, he will surely come without delay. Only a little while now, and a very little while, and the one that is coming will have come. Wait, he will surely come without delay." Let us pray. Lord, to free us from our sinful state, you sent your only Son into this world. Grant to us, who in faith and love wait for his coming, your gift of grace and the reward of true freedom. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.